Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. It's 102.7. You're on Kiss FM. Ryan Seacrest here. So if you didn't hear, Tanya made a big announcement. Proud of you, Tanya. Happy to hear it.
Thank you.
That she and Robbie decided to commit to a puppy together.
Yeah.
And I don't want to throw things out there, but that can go one of several ways. And it's just speaking from experience, it's very difficult at some point.
Because you miss her.
Just difficult at some point. Because either, look, you live longer than the puppy.
Oh my God.
And the
right.
two of you are together for a lifelong time, and that's tough together to have a loss, which is why I didn't get a dog for so many years.
You know what? That's one of the reasons why he was hesitant. That's one of the reasons he was hesitant, because he didn't
want...
Does he want...
say, I'm not thinking crazy.
Yeah, you he didn't want to go through that.
But it's like, why? She just got a puppy. Can we not think about like when the dog's going to die?
We're just being practical. We're not saying words like that. Ah, we're not speaking like that. That's not the words you're hearing.
You're bringing it up.
No, I'm just saying this ends... I'm just talking about the way... I'm saying people didn't hear that Tanya announced that she got Sunny, her puppy. And thank you, Robbie, like-minded, was thinking, okay, well, the reason I'm hesitant is because loss sucks. And I don't want to create a moment where I'm going to inevitably have loss.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if they're not together, who gets the puppy?
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot.
That's not an option.
Stop.
But then you've thought it through, but
the
point is, it's a big deal.
It's a really big deal, and it's been such a fun process, kind of learning how. Because you know, we don't know how to raise a puppy, how to train a puppy. We don't know potty training, any of that stuff. So we've been watching videos together, and like really just kind of hunkering down. I made like a pee poo chart for her.
I think I'm in. Tanya, we want more announcements out of your camp. So let's go. Pics of Sunny are up at On Air with Ryan on Instagram. All right, who knows about this predictor for the year?
I do. It's actually really funny because basically they're saying year 2022 will be determined by the number one song on your 21st birthday.
Okay, so wait, can you say that again? I'm not smart enough.
Think back to the year that you turned 21.
Okay, well, still not.
Like, do you know the year?
Not yet. I'm getting there. So
then you look it up.
Yeah, wait. So you take the year already. This year, 2022, and then you minus.
I minus
21.
Do I
just
minus
backtrack
it?
Your age. Backtrack your age.
No, why don't I just take my birth year plus 20 and add one?
Oh, that's great.
Sure,
that's
you
better.
Can
that's
do
better.
That.
Isn't that easier?
So yes, that
birth
is easier.
Year. All right, so I know. Okay, now I know. What do I do now?
Okay,
I'm on the edge of my seat. I did the hard work. Now what?
Yeah, that was just for your own brain. I just wanted to see if your brain could work. We already researched this. We already have the info. So, Ryan, your song was
Am I right by saying 1995?
Yes. Your song was One Sweet Day by Mariah and Boyz II Men.
Well, I got to look that up.
That's a great prediction for the year, though. One Sweet Day. Like, how gorgeous.
We got the song.
Okay. I like it. All right, good. I'll take it. Who's next?
Okay.
So wait, so what does that mean about the year?
I don't know. Let's just be positive because I think the song's about death.
The song's about death?
No, but the title is about,
you're
the title
shining
is
down
about.
On me from heaven.
No!
Like the ones we lost along the way.
No.
It's called One Sweet, what's it called? One Sweet Day.
Yeah.
So it's going to be One Sweet Year.
The song is about death. So. It's about Mariah's going to see him one sweet day. Like, well, they'll be reunited in heaven. But that's not what your year is going to be. Your year is going to be a sweet, one sweet day.
Last I checked, you said you already worked all this out. So you knew that I was going to drive myself into the year of death.
Honestly, I didn't hear the lyrics. And I was with Tanya. When I saw One Sweet Day, I was like, oh, that's so cute. I love that song. Like,
I thought it was cute, too. Yeah. And I'm going to look at it as one sweet year. So next.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder.
Patty, yours is Baby Boy by Beyonce and Sean Paul.
That makes sense. She has boys.
Well, it's fun. It's upbeat. All right, what's next?
Tanya's, yours is I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
Tanya, what's your reaction to that?
This is a prediction of 2022, and I kiss a girl every single day, and her name is Sunny.
Aww.
And Sisney, what is yours?
So mine was Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
Well, let's listen to the lyrics of that then, why don't we? I'm melting your mouth, girl, not yet. I take you to the candy shop. Okay. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. I'd rather be up in heaven.
Really?
Yeah, I don't need to lick a lollipop.
Oh, that's funny.
It's so funny. Well,
funny. It's not so funny already. To some. Well, let's see how it goes. All right. Well, thank you for that fun science experiment. Back in 1 minute, we're paying a bill here at Kiss FM.